All right, Rabbi Say, good morning. Let us begin. So we are continuing Emir Sashem this morning in Osmem Hey, in Sidkas Atzadik, and continuing on the theme that we began yesterday, a really beautiful and incredible theme of Hashem Silcha Hadyad Minecha, the notion, ultimately, again, that the Ribono Shel Olam is my, not my shade, but rather, according to the Baal Shem Tov, my shadow. The notion of divine reciprocity. That whatever I do in this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu follows suit. However I behave, the Ribono Shel Olam behaves in kind. Now remember, Reb Tzadik is bringing down this concept. We're actually going to see this concept in just a moment in the Kiddush HaSlevi. But Reb Tzadik is bringing down this concept really related to its importance of the theme of this os, namely the recreation of oneself, yesh me'ayin. That when I have kind of hit a wall in life, and my ability to go ahead and do tshuva, my ability to restart has been stunted or stymied, sometimes the only way forward is to recreate oneself. A bria chadasha, a yesh me'ayin, a borei nivsaf asaymer. The Ribono Shel Olam gives me a brand new start, and I thereby have the ability to go ahead and make something new and dramatic of myself. Reb Tzadik is not trying to figure out or trying to help us understand how this dynamic happens. So we'll say, so if you look, if you continue page Kuf Dalet in the Be'uri HaChassidus, so he writes as follows. He goes over here, Ela Ma'amar Yadua Baal Shem Tov, we quoted this already, Umemela Kasher Ha'adam Hu Anav V'Shafal Uruach Kolkach Ad Shu Machshiv Es Atzmo La'ayin Mamish. As Mimela Al Yide Ves Daka Vashafa Ruach Zokalakach. So we'll say, so let's talk about this outside for just a moment. And then we'll go ahead and highlight the deeper meaning of this. So if we accept the premise of Hashem Silcha, which is the premise that says that the Ribono Shel Olam follows suit, divine reciprocity. However we behave, HaKadosh Baruch Hu behaves in kind. So the Rebbe says something absolutely amazing. He says that when a person goes there, we'll say, let's take a step back. What's the root of chait? At the end of the day, why do we sin? Why do we sin? So, okay, you could say it's taiva, right? Ultimately, again, it's desire, person's overrun. Really, at the end of the day, the root of chait is gaiva. It's really arrogance. Because what it's saying is, my needs are more important than God's needs. At the end of the day, I want X. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants Y, right? Or God, I want to do X, God doesn't want me to do X. And my needs are more important, ultimately, again, than the Ribono Shel Olam. Gaiva is not the only driver of sin, but it's a major driver of sin. Egocentricity is usually at the root of most averus. So therefore, what Tzadik would say is as follows. Therefore, I will say, if I wanted the tshuva, or in this case, in this situation over here where I don't even know how to do tshuva, but I know that I need a new start. So we'll say, what's the first step? The first step is humility. Because remember, again, if I got myself into trouble because of gaiva, because of arrogance, then by definition, I have to humble myself. So what does it mean to humble myself? Humility is one of these interesting midos that I think often we struggle with understanding what it actually means. Sometimes, again, we often think humility is like a self-effacement, a sense of vatranos, being mavater, always yielding. Sometimes we have an erroneous view of humility, that humility means the willing, a willingness to let yourself be walked all over. So that can't be true. You know, the simplest way to understand this is Moshe Rabbeinu was described in the Torah as va'ish Moshe anav mikol adam. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu is the paragon. Moshe Rabbeinu is the paradigm of humility. Yet Rav Moshe Rabbeinu had an incredible sense of self. And Moshe Rabbeinu, again, was able to even to stand up, so to speak, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what true humility means is, I'm not the most important thing in this universe. That's what it means. Gaiva says, there's nothing more important than me. Right? My happiness is most important. My comfort is most important. My being at ease is most important. Me. It's all about me. Now, a lot of times the danger of arrogance is that we go ahead and we cloak it, sometimes in holy things as well. I need, my learning comes at the everything. My davening comes. Now your learning is important. Your davening is important. But halacha lamaisa, is your learning more important than someone else? Is your davening more important? So this is the great balance. This is a great balance in life. But arrogance, chait, comes from a sense that I am the most important. Humility says, I'm not the most important thing in the world. I am not. My needs are not the most important things in this world. I am but a cog in the wheel, an important cog in the wheel. But my goal in life is not me. I mean, my comfort, my needs. So we'll say, what does that have to do with our topic here? Because watch what happens, says Reb Tzadik. When a person goes ahead and achieves a level of humility and says, you know what, it's not all about me. So we'll say, so what happens? What happens? Hashem Tzilcha. So Hashem Tzilcha says, whatever you do in this world, the Ribono Shel Olam acts in kind. Right? Kadosh Baruch Hu is my shadow. So if we'll say, Kiryachol, if I humble myself, what happens? What happens? What would you assume was the reciprocity? Somehow, the Ribono Shel Olam humbles himself. There's an element of divine humility. Now you'll say to yourself, what does that mean? Divine humility? See, Rabbi say, what humility says is that what I want is not the most important thing. When I humble myself, there's an element of humility, klape shmaya, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what the element of humility says is, the Ribono Shel Olam says, Silberg did something wrong. And as a result of him doing something wrong, he went against my system. And as a result of going against my system, there should be some level of liability that's there. We'll say, after all, again, every Avera comes with an Onesh. Rabbi Soloveitchik speaks about this, that every Avera comes with two things. Number one, there's Onesh and there's Tumah. Every single time I sin, there's a punishment and there is defilement. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Silber went against my halachas. Right? He went against my needs, my universal, God's universal needs. So therefore, there should be a repercussion. But comes Hashem Silcha, and Hashem Silcha says, when I humble myself, Kiviyachal HaKadosh Baruch Hu humbles himself as well. When I humble myself and I say, you know what, my needs are not the most important, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kiviyachal says, you know what, my needs are not the most important either, Kiviyachal. Meaning that ultimately, again, even though I have every right to exact punishment, to exact onesh, to exact repercussions, I'm not going to do that over here. So what ends up happening? This is ultimately, again, the yesh me'ayin. The moment I go ahead and I make myself an ayin, I humble myself, is the moment that there's humility down here, Hashem Silcha, there's humility by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The moment that there's humility by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that gives Ribono Shel Olam the ability not to go ahead and punish, not to go ahead and bring about repercussions, but rather what? To give me a brand new start in life. To give me a brand new beginning. But it starts with me making myself into the ayin. It begins with me making myself into the nothing. Not the negative nothing, not the I am a nothing, but it begins by a process of self-humbling. And once ultimately, again, the humbling occurs here, then the humbling is able to occur with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Once the Ribono Shel Olam says, you know what, if Silber humbles himself, I can humble myself, and I don't have to exact the punishment. Even though, again, Silber committed the crime, at the end of the day, that creates the space for the brand new beginning. So we'll say, if you tie this all together, therefore, Reb Tzadik says, in those moments in life when I can't get the process of tshuva started, in those moments of life where I just hit the brick wall and I just need a new beginning, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, the new beginning is there. That's the Borei Niv Sefasai. The same HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with utterances could recreate my world ultimately again with an utterance as well. With one utterance, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I give you the license to start again. The license to start again is not a Kadosh Baruch Hu rebuilding my life. It's giving me the ability to rebuild my life. But how does that happen? Hashem Tzilcha. Humility, I will say. Humility. So much of life is proper humility. And so much of life is that moment the light bulb goes off and it says, my life is not all about me. It's not all about me. It's not all about what I like or what I want or what makes me comfortable or makes me feel good. Of course, again, it's natural to want to be comfortable and to want to be happy, of course. But I will say, what's the pursuit in life? Is the pursuit in life the satisfaction of self, or is the pursuit in life something bigger? The moment I veer away from satisfaction of self, orient myself towards something bigger is the moment I become the ayin. And the moment I become the ayin and there is humility in my life, there's humility by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The moment there's humility kivyachal by HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the moment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able to release the claims against him, right? The onesh and the tumah. And the moment that happens is the moment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able to give me the opportunity for a brand new start. And the moment of that brand new start signals the beginning of a possibility of building a brand new world. That's the koach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, that ultimately, again, is triggered by the Hashem Tzilchus. Well, so we have to stop over here for today. What I'm going to do with you tomorrow, Miratz Hashem, is I sent you out on the chat a beautiful piece by Rabbi Levi Yitzhak of Berdichev. And in that piece, that's where, if you notice again here, the Reb Tzadik is actually quoting Rabbi Levi Yitzhak. That's actually where this concept is developed. And amazingly enough, where does Rabbi Levi Yitzchak develop this concept? And no, as Mazel, our Mazel would have it, in his Drushas for Chanukah. So in his Drushas for Chanukah is actually where he develops the notion of Hashem Tzilcha. So this pretty much closes out Sif Mem Heif, Os Mem Heif for us, even though there's still more, but it's really just Reb Tzadik kind of restating this core concept. So we'll close out Os Mem Heif today in Eretz Hashem, and then begin with Rabbi Levi Yitzchak's Hashem Tzilcha piece in Chanukah Meretz Hashem tomorrow.